kind of your own business.
That's correct. Yeah, several sites, and above and beyond, you know, running the company now, those sites themselves are very profitable. The membership site alone is my primary one, and just that site alone is basically paying all my bills and then some. So in addition to the company, Membergate, you know, the sites themselves have generated very nice income on the side, even though it's enough to just do that, but it's been a good little journey.
And what do you think it is, Tim? What is it about membership sites that's suddenly become, it seems to me, I've spoken to numerous people in just the last couple of months who have been talking about membership sites, and it seems to be this relatively new fad. And, you know, I guess I can see the model, I get the model. I mean, Meet the Giants is a membership site after all. But what is it that's happened recently, do you think? And what is the buzz? Why are people getting excited about this?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, they've been around for the most part, actually, for since the late 90s, but those were the really early adopters. I was an early adopter in 2002. That was just starting to get going. The problem back then was that it was still not a proven business model. Banks were a little wary. They weren't quite sure what you're talking about, you know, getting recurring income. You know, what do you mean you want to keep charging people? And also, to actually do it took a lot of technical know-how. Now, over time, that has completely flipped. It's easier than ever to get up and running with the membership site. Banks are fully accepting of it. As a matter of fact, they have made concessions to make it easier for membership sites and online merchants to do what they do. They recognize that it's a very powerful revenue stream for them and the site owners. And, you know, it's now finally, you know, all the things have aligned that have made it so much easier. I equate it to YouTube, how prior to YouTube it was so difficult for anybody to share a video with somebody else online. But all the things aligned to make YouTube, which made it so easy for somebody to go and put their video online, now anybody can watch it and they can share with each other. Very similar things are happening in the membership site industry, where all the tools are coming together and the financial end of things, and people are finally understanding there are some people making some very good money on it. So it's proven itself over and over again. And, you know, I can see that firsthand with the number of sites that we oversee.
Yeah, and you mentioned the payment there, Tim, is this whole notion of recurring billing used to be the issue. You know, it was kind of, well, it wasn't okay, but it was easier to set up a payment gateway that would take one-off payments, but actually setting up recurring billing was kind of, there were more hoops to jump through. You're saying that that's kind of no longer an issue?
Well, it's definitely become a lot more accepted. I mean, it's interesting because we see trends, and we see in the U.S. membership sites in general were a lot more widely they got off to a faster start because the U.S. banks were more accepting earlier. A few years ago, the U.K. site, U.K. merchant processors finally were okay with it. They were tentative at first. They made you jump through some big hoops. Now they're finally getting their act together and saying, okay, you know, we see enough businesses that are using this as a model. You know, we're, you know, accepting, you know, they're smart. I mean, they're making sure they're not putting themselves at risk, but it's a lot easier these days than to, you know, get started even a few years ago with some of the hoops. So
yeah, well, that's good to know. Very good to know. And could you maybe give us a few examples, Tim, before we go on and talk about membership sites and the model and how a membership site is made up in terms of its kind of various components. Maybe you could give us an example of a few types of membership sites, and just so we get a bit of an overview.
Wow, there's such a variety of topics, but I think the one that's probably maybe of interest to a lot of the listeners is the business owner type site. So, for example, an example I use is restaurantowner.com. Now, that's a friend of mine, Jim Laub, and Jim was in the restaurant industry for 20-plus years, and, you know, long story short, he was just sick of traveling, he was sick of long hours, things like that. And when his daughter was born, you know, he just made a decision, there's got to be a smarter way. So he took all his knowledge from the restaurant industry, how to start one, how to market it, how to choose, you know, which one to buy, how to sell one, you know, everything having to do with restaurants, and he just put it into a membership site. His site's been using Membergate for several years now, and it's very profitable. Jim has actually spoken at some of our events, so I'm not speaking out of turns as far as financials. You know, he's...